Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm chapter 8. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. Editor's note for verse 5. The original Hebrew read something like this, "Yet you made him a little lower than Elohim." What the words typically translated into. The word "him" in this context is understood to mean the human race. And the word Elohim typically is understood to be translated as either the word angels or the word gods, using a smaller g in the spelling to indicate that they are lesser divine beings to the God of the biblical text. Let us finish the 8th chapter starting with verse 6. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean current. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Once again, that was the 8th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. God is majestic. The word, quote, majestic, end quote, means filled with beauty, awe, and wonder. The Lord's majestic name fills the earth. We are invited to see the glory and beauty of God and praise His name. The Creator's artistry can be observed everywhere if we slow down enough to take it in. Those who do are changed. God is love, and He loves you. Humans are not forgotten or ignored by the Lord in His majesty. God has crowned them to rule in His image, taking care of ourselves, each other, and the planet as we walk with Him. As we live out His rule and walk in His love, God's majesty increases on the planet. You are meant to be a conduit of God's glory. You are made to magnify His majesty. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. What are some ways you can magnify God's majesty today? How can you soak in the beauty and wonder of creation? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.